All right, today we are going to pray for the officials of Angeles Oaks. So Angeles Oaks is a very small community, but it has a lot of camps. And these camps bring in people from all over Southern California and even further away. So who are the leaders of this small community? Well, they have a chamber of commerce, so they have some people there that communicate. So the different camp leaders and managers and owners, they definitely communicate together and have make some decisions about the community. Additionally, they are under the San Bernardino County officials and the state and federal officials, just like the rest of the cities are. But they also, if there are major changes need to happen, the county would step in. Running Springs is not too far away, so definitely the officials from there would have a vote and would be able to say things, and any other area that's nearby would put in their hat and share information. So let's pray today for Angeles Oaks. We got the Camp Oaks, Boy Scout Camp Talkeets, Camp Cedar Falls, Mile High, Pines Camp. We also have the Pipes Campground and the Thomas Hunting Grounds, the Barton Flats Recreation Area, the San Gorgonio Family Campground, the Heart Bar Family Campground, and then Camp Edwards. So we have all of these places, Camp Conrad Chinook, the Seven Oaks Lodge, the Wasiwegan Summer Camp and Retreat, Camp Cedar Falls, YMCA Camp Arbolado, Camp Sky Meadows, Pacific Pines, and they even have a postal service there, of course, and they have the fire department and a sheriff's department. Small. So we lift up the officials that are making the decisions, that have a vote, that have a voice, to the larger ones, to the county and to the state. And we lift them up, God, that you would grant them wisdom and godly counsel, that they would provide honest wisdom and encouragement, well up within them humility in the hearts of the leaders to make apologies or adjustments when these things are necessary. Lord, pour out a spirit of cooperation on the elected officials, and between them, may they have one voice that's collaborative. May you break down the barriers that are built up by any selfish ambition for personal power, fame, or money. Safeguard the marriages and families of those that are in these positions of leadership and who spend large portions of their time away from home. God, we pray that you would give these leaders clarity to know what issues are more important to dedicate their time toward. Soften the hearts of the leaders to hear and understand the needs of the communities that they serve. We know that some of the camp managers struggle with some of the county, state, and federal laws for the land and the forest. So we pray that there would be some interaction there that would be healthy, open, honest, unifying, and productive and successful. That monies wouldn't just be spent protecting the forest so much that they don't allow for other things. And if there's a way that they can unite in their way to be able to see progress, we pray that that would happen, as well as keep the resources as they need to be. God, we pray that you would soften the hearts and bring a spirit of harmony and righteousness among the staff members who work at each of these places, and the ones that, when they do speak to the elected leaders in the different forest departments and the county and state and federal officials. We pray you protect the leaders from falling into temptations of bribes, unfaithfulness, or straying from what they know is right. And Lord, protect them from the plots of evil to stand for what you have established. In Jesus' mighty name, we lift up Angeles Oaks and thank you, God, that you will use the leaders there, the people that own the businesses and that run the camps and own the camps, that they will have favor and they will work together. And we pray that they'll be able to talk to even the Department of Transportation leaders, because there's a lot of accidents that happen there. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you, God, that you will protect them and help them, and to help them to vote for elected officials that oversee them, that can help them see progress. In Jesus' name.